Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
I'm calling in this radio commentary from my farm in Illinois. It's exciting to be here on the ground, walking the cornfields. This crop is knee-high. When I grew up on the farm, you would expect the corn to be knee-high by the 4th of July. This corn will be shoulder-high by the 4th of July. We have improved our seeds, and we use advanced farming practices today. Our soybeans are shorter but healthy and growing. At this moment, we're positioned to have a good crop with a good yield. Of course, that all depends on the weather. You can't control that. In talking to farmer friends in California and even in Kansas, the drought has already taken a toll on them. North Dakota has been swimming in heavy rains. Well, President Biden was in Kankakee, Illinois, on a farm a couple weeks ago. His speech was directed to American farmers, and he called on U.S. farmers and ranchers to crank up production to feed a hungry world. Of course, we will do our best, but we face problems that perhaps our president could help us in, including skyrocketing fuel and fertilizer prices. And on his first day in office, he canceled the Keystone Pipeline and halted oil and gas leases on public lands. Well, of course, the Russian invasion of Ukraine has not helped us either. Even with the good grain and livestock prices that we have today, these are tough times. If we're going to step up and feed the hungry world, we need some certainty. Bring down inflation, shut down the federal government's efforts to overregulate everything. As farmers, we already are required to operate under dozens of environmental requirements. I mentioned earlier about the very good grain prices. So, of course, I've booked some of my projected crop at these good prices per bushel. So think about this. I am obligated to deliver that grain to satisfy those contracts. But that crop is not close to harvest. Think about the risk. I remember more than 30 years ago when a disease cut our projected corn yield in half. I didn't have the corn to deliver to fill my contracts. You know, farming is a very challenging business. I'm not going to think about all of that, though, now. Thank you, God. I'm going to watch it grow. Until next week, I am John Block down on the farm.